breath running to that water fountain. Schlafendes Jesu Kind. Well, I should speak about all of these briefly. They are deeply religious in nature, and I consider them good German poetry. The first three by America. The first two deal with the child Jesus. He is contemplating the paradox of the child Jesus, who has his bed upon a wooden deck, and wood is the symbol of suffering, the cross. And he begins and opens this song with the statement, Son of the Virgin, Heaven's Child. All this should happen to him. So he doesn't really tell the story. You have to supply it. But the mood is there. The Auf ein altes Bild is again taking us back to the time. The poet says, look at this innocent child playing on her mother's knee, surrounded by God's creation. And the poignancy is that he's considering even there in this woods is sprouting is the embryo of the cross, which he will have to suffer in later life, or end his life. The song entitled Gebet is a prayer. Lord, send what you will. I know it's within your hand and your will. You would not wish to send me more joy or more sorrow than I can bear. But within this assurance, there is security. That's the general sense. German is very hard to translate when you think in German, and I have that problem. I can't find English equivalents. Herr, was trägt der Boden hier? Is someone speaking to Christ and saying, what is sprouting from this earth that your tears are watering? And the Lord speaks again, answers and says, thorns for me, blossoms for you, flowers for you. And the speaker again says, where shall this occur? What should a garden come from that? And the Lord said, yes, many garlands would be woven from this. And the speaker again says, Lord, how shall this be? And Christ again reiterates, I take the thorns, I give you the flowers, the blossoms.
In der Knospe dämmert, mergaitės fathers. Wechsel mal.